Hare Krishna. Here we are in Nivachitam. This morning I had the privilege of dressing Arisham and in their dream outfit. And I gave Srimad Bhagavatam class. And there was a really wonderful example that Srila Prabhupada gave in the purport. This is in the ninth chapter, beginning of the ninth chapter of the second canto of Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami answering Parikshit Maharaj's questions. And it was about how we acquire this material world, how we enter this material world. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of, he says first that our original and greatest sin is to want to become the Lord, to want to become the enjoyer. And of course, that's not possible. That's an impossibility. We can't be God. But still, we want something impossible. So Srila Prabhupada says, just like a child who wants the moon. I don't know how many children want the moon, but we do know that Krishna wanted the moon, and he thought that the moon was all yogurt and butter, until Mother Yashoda told him that actually it wasn't. But still, being very insistent, he got a mirror. And Srila Prabhupada says that in the same way, it's an impossible request from the child that they want the moon. But still, in order to satisfy their childish way, then their parents give them a mirror. And when they look in the mirror, then they see the moon in their hands and they think, oh, I've got the moon. So similarly, it's impossible to be God. It's impossible to be the enjoyer. But Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna, just like the mother gives the mirror, similarly the living entity receives the material world as a place where he thinks that he's got, he's God, where he thinks that he's the enjoyer, where he thinks that everything in relationship to him is mine. Janasya mohoya mahamimeti. And so he lives in a life of illusion, just like the little child. There's an illusion. I got the moon, I got the moon, I got the moon. I don't have anything. Also, this false ego, which is really the perspective that keeps us looking at this mirror instead of actually looking to see the moon and understanding the reality. This false ego, as long as we're conditioned by that ego, as long as we continue to embrace that ego, then we can never really get free from this material world. But it's only when we change our consciousness, when we change our Krishna consciousness and understand that we're servants, and that being a servant is even better than and more ecstatic than being a Supreme Lord. That's when we can actually return back to our original nature. We're observers of the moon. We're never possessors of the moon. We're servants of the moon. I thought that was a really wonderful example, a really good meditation for the day, to see how we're entangled in this material world, and how this material world works. Meditating on that, seeing it from different perspectives, is always of great value to Vaishnavas, because they recognize that as long as we're conditioned souls, then the modes of nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, what to speak of the personification of our past deeds and these modes, our material bodies, and even our subtle mind, are such strong conditioning things that unless we do Siddhanta Bolya Chittina Karalas, unless we really contemplate these subject matters and keep Krishna consciousness fresh within our hearts and remember the temporary nature of the material world and practice and understand our real connection with Krishna by chanting and serving the deity and so many other wonderful devotional activities, and especially hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and associating with sadhus, then we'll continue to think, I've got the moon, and falsely thinking in that way, therefore we'll lose our impetus to leave this material world and to give up our very lower aspiration of being the Lord, rather than achieving the highest perfection, which is that of being a servant. Hare Krishna.